Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rezima. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Brett moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Porter and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing shortstop. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rezima fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rezima. Cowens moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rezima fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorff fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive towards center. Otis catches it and throws to first to double up Wagner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wagner. Porter moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Razima fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez juggles the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. White moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Otis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Porter and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. Cowens moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to third. Lockhock moves to second. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowens scores. Two outs. It's Royals, 2, Tigers, 2. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with split orf covering, for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Wackenfuss reaches second base with a double. Morales goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with split orf covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Milt May now catching. John Wackenfuss now playing first base. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Brett reaches second base with a double. John Hiller now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss scoops it up and throws to first, with Hiller covering, for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. Porter moves to second. It's Royals, 3, Tigers, 3. John Way then pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Way then now playing first base. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive towards short. Potek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Al Raboski now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner scores. LaFleur moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. May reaches second base with a double. LaFleur scores. Kemp goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Tigers. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-3 in the game. Hurdle strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-3 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett is called out on strikes. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-4 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.